All it took for J.P. Soares to get bitten by the blues bug was a winning raffle ticket and an early career in heavy metal bands as a guitarist and vocalist. Our Blues Bash headliner filled me in on his path to a full-time career playing the blues while winning the top prize at the 2009 International Blues Competition in Memphis along the way.
When I was 18 years old, this is going back to 1988, I won a guitar in a raffle. And part of the deal was to go get to see B.B. King, meet him afterwards, and have him sign the guitar. So I put my name in this raffle. A couple weeks later, I come home, and my mom's all excited. Oh, this radio station called, and you won this $1,200 Gibson guitar and two tickets to go see B.B. King. So my father and I went and saw him and met him backstage. And from that point on, my dad said, you know, you need to try and learn this blues stuff. And that's kind of what started me on the quest for, trying to learn the blues. But I was still playing in metal bands, you know, up until 2005. I did the last tour I did was in 2005. But the whole time, basically since 1988, I've been, you know, listening to blues, trying to play it, going to open jams and things like that, playing with some local bands and stuff, backing guys up and just trying to learn about it, you know, and everything. And then finally in 2005, I decided to go, you know, full on 120% in that direction, you know, trying to learn the blues and stuff and get into that scene and really focus on that.
So JP went from trying to learn this blues stuff to winning the International Blues Challenge in 2009.
Yeah, we got real lucky, you know, and everything just kind of lined up right for us when we did that. For us that year, everything just lined up right, and you know, it still amazes me that we won the thing, to be honest with you.
So did winning the IBC have a positive effect on your career?
It helped out tremendously. I mean, it opened up a lot of doors, and we got on a bunch of festivals afterwards and stuff. And it definitely helped open a lot of doors and, you know, got us from being a Florida regional band to touring internationally. You know?
Well, I notice on your website that you are working a lot.
Yeah, we try to stay busy. You know, I do this full time, and it's what I've been doing for the past 10 years. I've been playing, you know, solely playing, making my living playing music. And so, yeah, we try to stay as busy as we possibly can. And, you know, it helps keep the band tight, keeps the guys motivated and everything, and, you know, keeps bread on the table.
And I assume you're looking forward to your performance here at WBFO.
Oh, we can't wait, man. Yeah, the band sounded really good. We got a bunch of new songs. We're getting ready to go in the studio. When we come back from this tour, we'll be finishing that up and hopefully have a new CD out by September, you know, a couple months after that, depending on how it goes. Yeah.
Well, I'm a saving all my loving. You know I'm saving all of my love.
All right, JP, thank you so much, and we'll see you at the Blues Bash on April 9th.
All right, Pat. Well, thank you so much.
And that's JP Soares, the headliner at our next Blues Bash, April 9th, here at the WBFO studios. Opening will be Maria Orejema. I'm Pat Feldball for WBFO.